All right, tonight I want you to take a deep breath and think about why you're at the exact time and place in life right now. Was it because of some goal you might have accomplished? Perhaps it was because you went to college. Perhaps you did it. Maybe you climbed the ranks of your career field and became a successful manager or president of a company. Have you won something, maybe a large sum of money? Well, after all, money solves all your problems, doesn't it? Well, at least that's what they say out in the world. But yesterday morning, Bob Linfeld shared on the depth of God's Word, and I can guarantee that the Word of God trumps all of the things that I just mentioned. So I've entitled this sharing tonight, A Life of Freedom. And I want to read to you an article I found. Sometimes I like to surf the webs and look for cute things to read and perhaps share with all of you. And this one is called Four Ways. Yes, I'm going to go back to kind of the 4th of July theme. Four Ways the 4th of July Can Be Like Freedom in Christ. July 4th reminds me of freedom in Christ. I promise this isn't a mixture of patriotism and Christianity. I just think there's some powerful imagery in Independence Day. Let me explain. First, why does America celebrate the 4th of July? Something about apple pie, explosions in the sky, baseball games, and barbecue flames, right? Nope. On July 4th, 1776, 13 colonies in North America decided they were done paying their taxes and over their allegiance to the King of England. Colonial leaders got together to write the Declaration of Independence and then sign it into being. The Revolutionary War had already begun, but this was a statement of unity and determination to gain freedom from England's rule. You might recognize this portion. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So, with that being said, here are the four reasons July 4th reminds me of freedom in Christ. Number one, it's a gift. For all living Americans, July 4th is a gift. We didn't earn it. We received it from the people who lived, led, and died to fight for it. Everyone who gets a gift has two questions. First, who is it from? And second, what does it do? My freedom in Christ is from Jesus. I didn't earn it. He died for it. That's who it's from. But what does it do? Galatians 5:1 reminds me that it's for freedom we've been set free. Well, what does my freedom do? Well, my freedom gives more freedom. It's freedom for me, my marriage, my kids, my friends, my coworkers, and my neighbors. I was given this gift to share. Number two, it's a mid-war declaration. July 4th, 1776, came only about a year after the Revolutionary War began and about 6 years before it would finally end. Yet it's the single most revered day in American history. This reminds me of battles we face. You may be fighting for your marriage, struggling financially, or just trying to raise godly kids. Either way, it may be time to make a mid-war declaration of your freedom in Christ. Number three, it's a celebration of restoration. Remember apple pie, explosions in the sky, baseball games, and barbecue flames? All to celebrate liberty once lost, but now found. Humans love to celebrate finding lost things because we were made in God's image. And God parties big for restoration. Jesus told a story about this called the prodigal son. When the son came home, the father killed his best cow and threw a party. That's in Luke 15:11-24. Jesus even suggests angels celebrate in heaven when someone discovers their freedom in Christ. And what happens when we all meet Jesus? A glorious supper. Number four, it's united. The Declaration of Independence was written by 13 different colonies, but within the document they are called we. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Jesus set you and I free as individuals, but we live out this freedom as his church, one body with many parts. When your I becomes we, it's amazing what we can accomplish. Proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. That's Leviticus 25:10. Kind of neat that article is, huh? Because our lives have been made free. And our country was founded on the principles of God's word. And you know what? I'm very thankful for that, because God's word and the promises that are inside of it are the key to unlocking man's true freedom. And you know, for me, living spiritually free means that I am no longer subject to the quagmire of this world that we live in. It means that I have been brought from death unto life. And now, regardless of what I may say or what I may do, my sins have been washed away, and I have been set completely free from the burdens that they may bear. This world is not into freedom, but God is. And that's what living spiritually means to me. But I've asked my two folks here to also share what living spiritually means to them. And to start off, ladies first. And the question is, what does it mean to you to live spiritually free?
Spiritual freedom, or to live spiritually free, are probably two different things, but the widest umbrella that I can think of that covers all of this, the meaning of that, or of those two things, is once I got born again, and thankfully once I was taught the scriptures, and I learned about speaking in tongues and what that manifestation meant, that we are joint heirs with Christ, that, you know, being born again with God's Spirit, and that we are having, and therefore being, as the saying goes, heaven bound, and all hell cannot stop it. That is the greatest freedom that I live in. And not just that, but I also passed that on, my husband and I passed that on to our children. And that is just the greatest thing for me as far as being free spiritually.
Right, next up, Fox, take it away.
The thing I think about when it comes to the term being spiritually free is, Claudia kind of touched on it when she mentioned speaking in tongues, which is true worship. And I think to be able to worship God freely the way I see fit without having to duck bullets is one of the greatest, oh man, that's one of the greatest things I have going in my life. So I can wake up in the morning, I can speak in tongues, and I don't have to be afraid of a bullet coming through my window because of the oppression of perhaps what they get in other countries from worshiping the one true God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So for that, I'm very thankful that I have freedom to worship God like that.
On that note, why don't you pray?
Sure. Heavenly Father, thank you for the great love for us, that you have given us so many things, so many wonderful treasures to enjoy. But to enjoy you, be able to praise you, be able to enjoy the brothers and sisters, that we're all going to be joined together at one time in the sky with you, and your Son Jesus Christ is a great joy. So I thank you for a great night. In Christ's name, amen.